WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little and sometimes not so little curveballs. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart, mindful parenting. Because let's be real, raising happy, well-adjusted kids in this crazy world can feel like trying to herd cats on roller skates. But what if there was a way to not only survive parenthood, but actually thrive? What if we could raise kids who are resilient, kind, and capable of handling life's ups and downs with grace? Well, guess what? There is. And it all starts with mindfulness. Think about it, you know that feeling when your kid spills their juice all over the place, and instead of losing your cool, you take a deep breath, offer a comforting hug, and help them clean up. That's mindfulness in action. It's about being present in the moment, reacting with intention rather than impulse, and teaching our kids to do the same. So, how does mindful parenting actually work? Let me break it down for you into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your parenting game. First off, practice what you preach. Kids are like little sponges, they absorb everything around them. If you're stressed out and constantly on edge, guess what? They'll pick up on that. So, make self-care a priority. Take those walks, meditate, journal, whatever helps you find your calm. Because when you're at peace, your kids are more likely to be too. Second, listen actively. Really listen to what your child is saying, even if it's about their latest obsession with dinosaurs or sparkly unicorns. Show them that you value their thoughts and feelings by making eye contact, nodding, and asking clarifying questions. You know, genuine engagement goes a long way. Third, set boundaries with love. It's not all rainbows and butterflies, right? There will be times when your little one tests those limits. But remember, firm boundaries, communicated with kindness and empathy, actually help kids feel secure and safe. Next up, embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all human, and that means making mistakes. When you slip up, and trust me, you will own it. Apologize, make amends, and show your child that it's okay to not be perfect. It teaches them valuable lessons about humility and resilience. Finally, lead by example. Kids learn best by watching the adults in their lives. So, show them what it means to be kind, compassionate, and responsible. Walk the walk, talk the talk, and watch your kids blossom into amazing individuals. Now, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. Your 6-year-old is having a meltdown because they didn't get their favorite toy at the store. It's chaos, tears are flowing, the other shoppers are giving you the sad eye, the usual Monday afternoon fawn. But instead of reacting with frustration, you remember those mindful parenting principles we just talked about. You take a deep breath, kneel down to your child's level, and say something like, "I see that you're feeling really disappointed right now. It's okay to feel sad when things don't go our way." You validate their feelings, offer comfort, and help them find healthy ways to express their emotions. Maybe you suggest drawing a picture of the toy or coming up with a plan for saving up for it together. Then, you've turned a potential disaster into a teachable moment, all thanks to mindfulness. So remember, mindful parenting isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for your kids with intention and love. It's about creating a calm and supportive environment where they can learn, grow, and thrive. And who knows, you might even find yourself feeling more centered and peaceful along the way. Ready to take action? Start by taking a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness yourself. Try some deep breathing exercises, go for a walk in nature, or simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. And don't forget to share this episode with your fellow parents. Let's spread the word about mindful parenting and raise a generation of happy, resilient kids together. Until next time, keep calm and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.